You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Each week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's bonus Monday episode, we'll be talking about this weekend's Xbox Games Showcase. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so. It only takes a second, and I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show and join in on the conversation by finding us on Twitter or Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. So this was the big moment. Xbox has been moving their pawns around the board for the last several years in anticipation of their plans to reinvent their gaming business, all coming together. Xbox gamers have been patient during this time. The flow of first-party releases has been slow as the ink dries on studio acquisitions, developers adjusting to both a reduction of crunch culture as well as an increase in remote working, and now it really seemed like the moment was here. This was it. Gamers are done waiting, and we're ready for this grand new Xbox vision to bear fruit. We have seen the show, so does the future of Xbox begin now, or were we told once again to just wait a little bit longer? Microsoft kicked things off with what people had been hoping for and what was essentially a proof of life video for Fable. We haven't seen a thing since the original announcement for this game, and now we got an in-engine video which showed off some of that trademark Fable humor and what we might expect to see from the game's final visuals. The clip, which showed a sort of Jack and the Beanstalk type encounter, was so visually impressive that many people actually thought it was pre-rendered. We really didn't get a whole lot much more info than that, but it was just enough to make me optimistic. Next, Compulsion showed off what I personally think was the most interesting game of the show, South of Midnight. It's a third-person action-adventure which looks like it maybe is taking a little bit of inspiration from The Witcher, but it's set in the American South. It looks like you are hunting down monsters and creatures and killing them using your magic powers. The art design looked fantastic, and the visuals have an almost stop-motion style take. It really stood out among the whole showcase as being unique and different and interesting. My guess is that it's probably still a ways off, but I really, really can't wait to see more. The first third-party title shown was Star Wars Outlaws. This is the much-rumored, ambitious open-world game from Massive, creators of The Division over at Ubisoft. It was really great-looking cinematic trailer that really kind of set the tone for what this game is going to be like, and it worked. I'm really excited by what I saw, and we should hopefully be getting a look at the actual gameplay later today during Ubisoft Forward. After this impressive trilogy of games to open the show, Sarah Bond set us off on a nearly non-stop barrage of game trailers. Most of them seem to be aiming for a 2024 release, if not later, but it was still a very impressive lineup, and I'm not going to be able to talk about everything that they showed because they showed a lot, but I did choose my favorites from the rest of the showcase, which starts with Avowed. Avowed was another one that had a really good showing. We've been waiting a while to get a look at this RPG from Obsidian, and what they did show was exciting and impressive. It was all gameplay, which is something that, you know, gamers have been asking for in these showcases, and we got that with Avowed. And it showed off the Skyrim-esque fantasy RPG that had a lot of creative worlds and interesting powers and the varied enemies that you're going to get to fight. It really looks like a great, great role-playing game. They also announced that it is coming in 2024, next year, which in my mind makes it the marquee Xbox title of next year. Senua Saga Hellblade 2 was also at the show. Oh, Hellblade. I really think that this game is going to be something special. And this trailer showed off some amazing visuals once again. But this was, to me, one of the few disappointments of the show in that I don't think it was as impressive of a demo as the last one that they showed off a year or two back. And also, I was really convinced that this game was going to be a surprise 2023 release. I was really sure it was going to make it this year, but it's not. And you know what? If it's not ready, it's not ready. That's fine. But I thought that the next time we saw the game would be right before release. Nevertheless, it looks great. Not to be outdone by Nicolas Cage's appearance at Summer Game Fest, Keanu Reeves came out to introduce Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, the brand new expansion coming in September. This return to Night City stars Idris Elba, and from what I've heard from people that have gotten their hands on it this week, it addresses many, if not all, of the issues that people had with the main game. Cyberpunk, I think, is one of the best games of the last few years, despite the issues that it had at launch. I really fell in love with that game, and I am excited to go back. It wasn't all big AAA games though at the showcase, and two indies really stood out to me as being interesting looking. The first of which is Dungeons of Hinterberg. It is a great looking, cell shaded, looks like an RPG kind of adventure with a beautiful world and lots of variety in gameplay and design. And Still Wakes the Deep from the Chinese Room looks like a creepy, haunting horror game set on an oil rig. So I was very glad to see some indies also getting love during the show. These both looked quite good. The main showcase ended with another new first-party IP, and one that I think looks absolutely fantastic. Clockwork Revolution comes from In Exile, and it is a first-person steampunk adventure that gave me serious Bioshock Infinite vibes, which, to me, that's a good thing. It's visually amazing, and it looks to feature some sort of time powers which can change the world around you, so that looks really cool. I would say that the game is probably a long ways off, but the fact that we got actual gameplay during its initial reveal makes me a little bit optimistic that maybe it might come in, let's say, 2025 or shortly after. And then, of course, afterwards, we got the Starfield Direct, which was a look at what I think is undoubtedly the most important Xbox game in at least a decade. I think there is so much riding on this game. There is so much hype, so much anticipation. It's the first original, you know, IP, like they've said, from Bethesda Game Studios in 25 years. It's got a lot to live up to, and we got a really deep dive into the game. And I gotta say, I'm sold. I really am. I think it looks amazing. I love the visuals. I love the style. I love the idea of exploring space and these planets and these moons. And it's kind of, you know, taking, you know, what was really cool about No Man's Sky, the exploration elements of that, but really putting, you know, that handcrafted, the cities and storyline behind it. I think it's going to be something really special. The combat looks really fun. The customization looks wild. It just looks like the kind of game that, like Skyrim before, you're just going to dump hundreds of hours into, and nobody's going to get the same experience twice. You know, it's, like I said, it's got a lot of hype to live up to, but man, I'm starting to get a feeling that it just might live up to that. We'll find out in September. So did Xbox deliver? I really think they did. The show was just jam-packed with incredible games, both first-party and lots of third-party games that are coming to Game Pass on day one. Would I have loved to see, you know, another 2023 title? Sure. I thought that there would be something that would sneak in at the end of the year. Was I bummed not to see Gears or Perfect Dark or Everwild? Yeah, that would have been great. You know, it wasn't a perfect show, but it does seem like the games are coming starting this fall. If they can continue to release on a good pace and make 2022, you know, this anomaly, this blip in the radar, and shake off that bad reception of Redfall, and get back to releasing the critically acclaimed games that they have been this generation, I really think they're in good shape. I think they are going to look great moving forward. It was definitely the high point of Summer Game Fest for me, and it has got me psyched for the future of Xbox. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget, you can catch all new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed the show, you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter or Facebook, where we go by Midlife SQ. So until next time, be well and keep playing.